If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Interstate Batteries offers a wide variety of batteries for your everyday needs. Stop into one of their thousands of retail locations and talk with a battery specialist about batteries for your truck, trail cameras, and even those weird batteries for your rangefinder. Interstate Batteries even offers cell phone repair in certain locations. For more information, visit interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we're going to be talking with Patrick Deegan of FieldShear. Now, FieldShear is a company that offers heated vests, right? They put a little battery pack in, the heated coils warm up, and they also offer like synthetic apparel that you would wear, like long sleeve t-shirts or t-shirts or other apparel that promote cooling in the hot temperatures, right? So these guys aren't necessarily a hunting brand, but they reached out to me saying, hey man, we are you know, a good fit for outdoorsmen as well, whether you're hunting or fishing or hiking or whatever. That's what they make products for. And so I didn't say yes right away. I went into their website and took a look around, and they even sent me some products to look at. And I'll tell you this, man, they're very well constructed. And at the same time, I saw applications that could be used for other types of, you know, like the application of hunting, sitting in a tree stand, or, you know, long hikes on Western hunts in the early season, maybe an elk hunt or an antelope hunt where you wanted it to stay cool. So they have all these applications that cross over from just quote unquote outdoors to the hunting and fishing realm. So I said, hey, why not? Why not bring them on and talk about their product line? So really interesting conversation, and I can definitely see myself, you know, using some of their products as the hunting season comes, whether that's to stay cool or to warm up a little bit with a less bulk packed, maybe some less layering as well. So that's what Patrick and myself discuss today on this podcast. Before we get into today's podcast, if you haven't already, go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review about the Hunting Gear Podcast or the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network. Let everybody know why you like listening to these podcasts in a comment. Give it 5 stars, and I would really appreciate that. Also, be sure to follow me on the Nine Finger Chronicles Instagram and Facebook pages. That's where I make most of my posts, as well as the brand new Sportsman's Empire Instagram page. We're trying to build that up as well, because there's going to be a lot of content coming through there starting probably in August. But as the summer starts to ramp up and more people are starting to talk about gear, we are going to start talking about gear way more on the Hunting Gear Podcast, obviously. That goes without saying. But that's what we're going to do. Before we get into the rest of the episode, though, I want to say huge shout out to the partners of this, Tethered. And I am going to, let's say, I think this afternoon, I'm looking at my schedule here. I actually scheduled saddle shooting. So I'm going to get in my saddle. I'm going to take a couple reps with my bow. And in order for me to be efficient with this tool, not only setting up and tearing down, I also need to be efficient shooting out of it. So I'm going to be practicing a lot with my bow, and I'm going to share what kind of all the information that goes into being efficient in hunting out of a saddle. And if you want to find out more information, go visit Tethered's website. They have a ton of content on their website about what makes, how to do that, how to do what I'm trying to accomplish. And I'll be watching those videos and reading that content as well. So if you want a saddle, climbing stick, saddle hunting accessories, go check out Tethered. Hunt stand. Tons of time spent on Hunt Stand, and for the dollar amount, it's one of the most affordable hunting apps that there is. The mapping is updated on a regular basis, so you get the most up-to-date satellite imagery. All the information you need, property boundaries, land ownership, all that stuff is all there. Public-private borders, all that stuff's there. All of it's accurate. And the best thing that I use Hunt Stand for is the application of documenting. And what I mean by that is documenting where your tree stands are at, documenting where you find rubs and scrapes, where's your trail cameras, where to park, access routes, and deer sightings and rubs and scrapes. So everything that you document shows up on this map. And the more data you have, the more efficient you'll be in your decision making that allows you to make move in on a deer. Hey, I found a really good bed. Or you can also upload trail camera pictures to it and manage your trail camera pictures on Hunt Stand as well. So overall, it's an all-encompassing app that it allows you to collect data and use that data to make decisions to kill deer, hands down. And that's what we all want. So go to huntstand.com. And if you want to save 20%, enter the discount code SN20. And then we have, let's see here, what do we got here? We got Annihilator Broadheads. All right, so first off, go to their website. They have a unique design. You can read all about it. Long story short, the design of this broadhead allows for less arrow drag through the animal. And what they say is that allows for more pass-throughs, more penetration, because the wound channel is larger. So go check that out. Very good materials. I'm going to be getting those guys on the Hunting Gear Podcast to talk about their products here within the next handful of weeks. And then they can tell you for themselves, right? So go check out Annihilator Broadheads. Other than that, huge shout out to all of the brands that help support this. Huge shout out to you. Let's get into today's episode. 3, 2, 1. All right, on the phone with me today from Field Shear, Patrick Deegan. Patrick, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'll tell you what, it's been crazy in Iowa. Usually you can come through Iowa in any giving, you know, 2 or 3 day period here in Iowa, and just the humidity this time of year will just soak into you, right? You need an extra pair, you know, an extra t-shirt everywhere you go. But it's been cool relatively the last couple of days. It's felt really good, low humidity here in Iowa, so I'm enjoying that. What's it like in your part of the country?
Well, so Dan, I'm in Indianapolis, so I'm not too far away from where you are. I'm a little bit further south, and it's kind of amazing the difference, though. Geographically, we're close, but we've been impacted, especially the last 2 weeks, with that heat wave that came up, you know, from the southwest and then the south. So it's been brutally humid in the 90s the last couple of days. The humidity has finally broken. I mean, this is weather we normally see in August.
Yeah.
And it's the middle of June, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I am I'm happy for the little break, but 90s are back in the forecast. And the thing about it is, okay, so as a hunter, this time of year is always like prep and plan for the upcoming season. And so here in the next week or so, I put out a whole bunch of trail cameras throughout all the properties that I have access to hunt. And I have to plan that day with my wife to make sure the kids are taken care of. And you know, one kid goes to daycare, my wife's off of work, and she can watch the kids while I go do this thing for a day. And for the last like 5 years, it has been on the hottest, most humid, muggiest, like mosquito infested days of the year. So I'm kind of hoping to plan it a little better this year to where I can get out and actually not rush through everything and enjoy and get outside.
Yeah. Well, that's probably your payment for being able to enjoy, you know, all those hours outside.
Right. Right. A little suffering.
A little suffering.
Yeah. Mentioned before we started recording that you go, I'm not a hunter, but I like to fish and shoot guns. Those are two fun things.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Right.
I mean, everybody, you know, especially since the pandemic hit, we're all spending more time outdoors. We enjoy the outdoors. I love to do numerous activities outside. Love to shoot guns, fish when I can. I fish up in Minnesota. I have a family that's up in Alaska, and they're guides in the summer. They're actually up in, north of Anchorage right now.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun. So let's get into today's topic, and that's the company you work for. That's Field Shear. All right. So before we get into the company itself, why don't you talk to us a little bit about your role within the company?
Yeah. So I've been with the company for over 5 years. The company has grown quite a bit during that time, and initially started in the sales. So I handled the eastern half of the U.S. I then moved over to marketing. So today I manage all of our marketing efforts, both to support retail operations. We have over 1,400 storefronts carrying our product in the U.S. So we support those retailers that are selling our product. We also have a D2C website that we sell direct to consumers. So I manage that as well. I'm responsible, or my team is responsible, for all the social media. All the partnerships. We have several partnerships that I think I can announce today, you know, that will expand, you know, our brand awareness and actually, you know, awareness in the category as well. So we're really excited as far as where, you know, our future growth trajectory is.
Yeah. And so I've noticed this over the last handful of years, right? As the market and technology advances, competition for just market share becomes more and more, like it becomes tighter, right? And so companies are all out there trying to get their own piece of the pie, so to speak. You know what I mean? So what I've noticed is a lot of brands that have never really been hunting focused or outdoor focused starting to say, hey, we have products that would work in those environments. why not throw a little money to market towards that group of people? And so, and I think that's kind of how we connected, was, you know, through one of your representatives, came, you know, got a hold of me and was like, hey, what about having these guys on? And so I looked at your product line and I was like, you know what? I feel like there's a couple, you know, there's some products here that would definitely overlap into the hunting, into the hunting community and this outdoor hunting lifestyle. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, how do you guys feel that the products that you have could cross over from just this outdoorsy type product, you know, community to hunting specific?
Well, that's a, you know, that's a great question. And to answer that, I think I want to give you just a little bit of background on the company and how we ended up where we are today. So, yeah. You know, we're a 40 year old company. We're what we would consider a technical outerwear company. We use technology in our products to differentiate, and in the case of mobile warming, to differentiate our products from just normal outerwear products. We got our start in the motorcycle industry, so we were one of the first to use Kevlar as a anti-abrasive or protection against spills.
Yeah.
And so that's really how we built our business, was on the motorcycle side of the business. And as technology evolved, we didn't invent the technology, but we're number one in technology, and it allowed you to plug in your jacket and generate heat from the motorcycle's electronic system or the motorcycle's battery. And we call that product dual power. So if you're, you know, it can be really cold in the morning. You could be extending the season into early spring or late fall. It can be very, very cold on the motorcycle. And we make, you know, products that are heated from the battery's electronic system. And we've done that for years, I think 15 years now that we've been doing that. And as technology advanced, batteries got smaller, batteries got cheaper. We introduced a mobile version of heated outerwear, and that had a portable battery, portable lithium ion rechargeable, small enough that it wasn't too heavy. It could fit inside a pocket. It could fit inside a pair of gloves or even a sock. And that's really when our business really took off, and it started to evolve beyond, you know, just the motorcycle customer. We noticed that, you know, farm and ranch, anybody working outside, whether that was work wear, you're snow blowing your driveway, you want to go on a nice long walk or a hike, and it's 20 degrees out, you could, you know, throw on a jacket or a vest, a pair of socks, and that provide comfort and heat for up to 8 hours. And it really is a game changer as far as comfort level.
Yeah.
I'll get into that in a little more detail. But as we, you know, as that category, the heating category, the technology just allowed it to just improve. Smaller batteries, cheaper batteries. We're one of the few companies in the world that actually integrate, you know, heating panels and a battery into a very well-made classic outerwear jacket or a vest or a base layer, wool socks, and even gloves. You know, and so that's that is really how we ended up, you know, developing products that appealed to the, you know, to the hunter or to the outdoor fisherman.
Yeah.
And what we notice is that channel, so even in the farm and ranch channel, you know, they have big hunting sections inside those stores. The customers are gravitating to certain products, and we're not in the business today of making a true hunting jacket, you know, with camouflage, camo pattern. What they were buying was, you know, socks that kept your feet warm inside a really nice insulated boot. A vest, a low bulk vest that you could put on under your jacket that you've had for years. and you can control the heat, you know, four different temperatures depending on the time of day, depending on how hot or cold it was. And you could, you know, that heat will last up to 8 hours between charges. In a lot of cases, hunters will buy a second battery, and you know, they can stay out really all day long. So that's really where we started to really appeal to the hunting channel, was these items that really, they're really important because your extremities get cold. You know, if your feet get cold, you're done for the day. Your port gets cold, you're really in trouble. You know, so we started, you know, the hunting demographic really started to gravitate towards select products in our line.
Yeah.
Socks, insoles, base layers, and vests.
Yeah.
And that's really where we really got our start, in, you know, in that channel.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I have a couple things to say of, you know, in response to what you just said, but that's one thing that I've done over the past 5 years to really make myself comfortable in the stand, from not all only a, you know, while I'm deer hunting or I'm out west somewhere. I don't care if it's necessarily a hunting brand. You know, obviously I would like to support a hunting brand if at all possible, but I was finding that I could stay comfortable, be mobile, be, you know, not very bulky, and you know, I guess travel light and be efficient in my movements, and be able to go do what I wanted to do, without packing so much, if I maybe found some garments outside of the hunting world. And so for me, I've really explored a whole bunch of different options all over, not just in the hunting space, but all over, to try to find the best products that, you know, I like, and set up gear that fits me and my, you know, my style of hunting and the outdoors. And so I've definitely expanded into other, I don't know, other companies. And I can remember the first heated vest that I ever used. Someone sent it to me, and I said, okay, I'll give it a try. But it was back, I don't mean, it might have been 5 years ago or even more. But the battery pack was so big that it would pull that side of the garment down. And it was almost annoying, because I just kept like having to adjust it. And yeah, it provided some warmth, but it was so annoying to me that I didn't use it anymore. Right. And it's cool to hear you say that, you know, in the evolution of these products, the battery's gotten smaller. It's still an 8 hour charge, that, you know, that the things that I'm guessing your customer said to you, hey, this is awesome, but.
Yes, no, absolutely. I mean, if we go back 5 years, I mean, batteries were much bigger. They're about 50% of the size that they were even a few years ago. So we can now power a three panel jacket or a vest with a 7.4 volt battery that is smaller than an iPhone.
Yeah.
And weighs less than an iPhone. And, you know, when you look at gloves and socks, those batteries are even smaller. So yeah, the technology has really come a long way, and it continues to advance. And you know, that's really how, you know, we really differentiate ourselves from a lot of other apparel companies out there, because we're innovative, and we use technology. Another great feature that we have on our products is Bluetooth. You know, so if you've got a base layer or a pair of socks, and you've got, you know, jacket bibs that are covering it, or a boot, well, you don't want to be fussing with it once you have it on. So you can use your phone, and you're connected to the jacket or to the sock, and you can adjust the temperature, which, you know, most items have four temperature settings, from 90 degrees up to 135 degrees. And so you can manage your heat all through the cell phone. The other great thing the cell phone does is it provides how much battery time you have left. So
yeah,
if you're in a tree stand and you've been there for 3 hours and you got two more hours to go, you can start managing heat as you see your battery, you know, your battery level drop.
Right. Right.
So all that can be done, you know, right through your cell phone. You know, and retailers, you know, when we went in and started talking to retailers about our products, they really said, wow, you guys are so unique because you're an apparel company and you make great. I mean, the product is really great outerwear, but you incorporate technology. So you're also a technology company.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk to us and let's stick in the mobile heating portion of it, right? Staying warm when it's cold outside. Talk to us a little bit about how the garments actually work.
Well, so we build into garments, and it depends on, you know, how much heat we want to provide or what that garment is supposed to do. But we build in microfiber coils into select areas. So it might be the left and right chest. It might be the lower back around the kidneys. In some cases, we even do the arms. And each item has a pocket where the battery connects. And once you connect that battery, there's in most cases, there's a on-off, a button. We call it the integrated touch button. And on some of our more advanced products, we hide that button because, you know, as a hunter, if you're out and it's dusk or dawn or dark, you don't want a light to be seen.
Yeah.
Because there is a light that, you know, that turns on and it changes color. So depending on the temperature. So blue is the lowest temperature and red is the hottest. So it's very easy, very intuitive and very easy to operate the product. So we run that coil up through, you know, like up through the side of the jacket. You wouldn't even know it's there. They're very, very fine microfibers. And when you connect that battery, you're good to go.
Yeah.
All the product is machine washable. It's very important to us that you can maintain your product over the lifetime, and, you know, it can perform, but it also, you know, can be cleaned.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about the durability. And the reason I ask this is because I feel like we as hunters are very hard on our equipment, right? We're moving around, we're climbing up and down, we're going through thick woods, you know, we're potentially getting wet. We're out in the elements. Maybe we take our shirt off, we throw it in the back of our truck, pick it up, put it on the next, basically just overall hard on our equipment. Is there any special type of care that you have to provide so that the heating coils or whatever in that actual garment don't break or bust or, I don't know, just like extended use?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And that's one of the first questions that we get, from you know, customers that haven't really seen this product before is, can I wash it? Will it hold up? We do vigorous life testing on all of our products. So they're malleable. The wiring is not brittle. It goes through multiple cycles. I think we do 50 to 100 cycles of washing in our life testing. So the product can be rolled up into a ball. It can be crumpled. It can be thrown in the back seat of a truck. It's not going to break. You can run this product through the, you know, really the electric coils and the wires through a washing machine for up to, you know, multiple years, and it's not going to break down.
Yeah.
So we know, you know, whether it's workwear or hunting, you know, people are rough, you know, you can be very rough on your products and they have to hold up.
Right. Right. So with that said, then, you know, you do a lot of field testing. Maybe provide an example of how field testing has led to a better product, or how getting feedback from your end user saying, hey, man, this is awesome, but try this, or they're like, this is dog shit. You know what I mean? Like, if there's any type of feedback that you've gotten that resulted in a new product or making a current product better.
Yeah, well, so there's a couple good examples of that. One is, you know, and as I said earlier, we haven't, you know, we're not a you know, hunting apparel company, so we don't make what we would consider a classic hunting jacket, but we do have a few products, and we did learn this from feedback from the field. And a good example is we had a down vest, and we, you know, it had a camo pattern on it. I won't say which one. And it was a very well-made product. and it was 500 fill, 1585, duck and goose down, very comfortable, great compression. So as a base layer or used underneath a jacket, it was great. But as an outerwear piece, it was made, had a nylon fabric outer shell. And yep. Nylon can get very brittle and noisy.
Yep.
When it's cold out. And we certainly were told about, you know, the drawbacks of that material. You know, so what we found out is, hey, I'll use that best as a base layer. It's great. But I can't use that as an outerwear piece. It's just too noisy. So We did come out with, in 2021, a series of two jackets that have noise suppressing outer shells. And for us, that was a big leap in technology as far as what we needed to do to appeal to a specific segment.
Yeah.
Noise is you know, noise can ruin a whole day.
Yeah, that's a fact.
We kind of learned that the hard way, and it did take some doing to find the right combination of, you know, waterproof breathability and noise suppression and the ability to you know, put heat in that product.
Yeah. So let me ask you, you mentioned, what two products are they?
It's the two products, and they're both jackets. One is called the Tundra, and it's a hooded jacket. It will, you know, what it does, it allows you to reduce bulk. You don't have to layer because it's heated.
Yep.
And then a pullover, the Agarix model, which is a similar version, but it's a pullover quarter zip.
Okay, cool.
Both the hoods.
Yeah. And what I like about bringing heat in with me, or the thought of bringing heat in with me, is that it's a potential for a layer reduction, right? So typically when it's cold out, and I mean cold enough to where I'm gonna get cold, and I go from maybe just being a little chilly, I can tough out that, but going to shaking, you know, like, God, I got to get it together. I only have one more hour left. You know, you're uncomfortable. You're not thinking about the hunt anymore. You're just cold. And so that typically means more bulk in my,
yes.
And because I'm an archer, right? If I'm wearing eight layers or a big insulation layer, and then also a big jacket, my draw cycle on my bow is going to potentially be different. And so that then could impact accuracy. And so the thought of bringing heat into the stand with me seems perfect, because I can generate that heat. I'm typically not going to be out there for eight straight hours, especially for a deer hunt. I can get out there with less layers on, feel comfortable, and still have that early season feel as far as the garment is concerned, but then bring the heat. So I'll be honest with you, I'm looking at the Tundra jacket right now, and it kind of looks cool. Not just, you know, like a jacket, it actually looks, you know, it looks cool too. So
that Tundra jacket is done in a morel color. It is a solid piece. And, I do want to announce, you know, one thing, it's really exciting news for us. And I said that we're not a hunting specific, outerwear or apparel company. We have, though, recently, and I think I can say this now, it's going public very soon. We have partnered with King's Camo.
Okay.
Out of Utah.
Yeah.
And so we will introduce in 2023 a series of both cooling and heated outerwear jackets that will use the King's Camo pattern.
That's awesome. I know some guys who use King's Camo, and they really like it.
Yeah, so for us, it's a great partnership. We've worked with them on other items in the past couple of years, and they've just been really easy to work with. They make great products. I think it's going to be an awesome partnership. And so what that allows us to do is you know, utilize, you know, their excellent customer base and their technologies in what we will have really our first what we would consider as a heated hunting jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Congrats on that. Now, let's move into the mobile cooling. All right. So we can sit here and we can say, okay, the battery provides the heat to the coils, the coil, you know, like the energy to the coils warm you up, right? And you can put that in just about any garment, okay? But it's, there's no, the technology, like when we think about technology, we think of electricity, right? And we think of phones, and we think of apps and things like that, which is implemented into the heating portion of your guys' lineup. But you guys also have a cooling system, like cooling systems as well.
Yes.
And that doesn't provide, there's no electricity into that. It's not like someone's putting an air conditioner on your shirt, right? Talk to us a little bit about the fabric itself on some of these, I guess, what you start to market under your mobile cooling system and how that works.
Yes. Yeah. So the reason we got into cooling, you know, as you know, I mean, the heated side of the business is it can be very seasonal. And I used to joke and say, I used to have my summers off. But you know, the downside of that is we, you know, our cash flow and how we manage our financials, you know, we would do all our business in about 6 months. And the other 6 months, you could either take off and generate no income, or you could bring out a new product line and, you know, keep that cash flow going. So that's how we ended up introducing cooling, is we really needed to offset the opposite season and, you know, just kind of stabilize our business from a cash flow standpoint. So when we started looking at cooling product, it made a lot of sense because heat in the winter and cool in the summer. And we really zeroed in on, okay, there, and you know, what we knew right away is it's a far bigger market. It's in the billions of dollars. It's also dominated by some very big players and some really great companies. So in order to do this, we had to really, you know, come up with a strategy that would really, you know, differentiate us from some of the other products that are out there. So we zeroed in on a material called it's called Geo. It's by a company called Dry Release. So all of our shirts and our neck gaiters are made from Dry Release Geo product. And what's great about that technology is that it's woven into the fabric. So during the dyeing process, it's a mineral-based technology that opens up the pores of the fabric that allows both heat transfer and water absorption. But it's a non-chemical based product. And it's infused into the fibers of the product. And in this case, it's 100% recycled polyester. So we use 100% recycled polyester. It is infused into that fabric, so it will never wash out over the lifetime of that product. So that's really what that does. That Dry Release Geo it provides, I think it's about 30 times greater thermal conductivity. So what is thermal conductivity? It's really simple. It's heat transfer. It provides 30 times greater heat transfer than regular polyester. So it's really excellent at pulling heat out of the body, thermal regulation, water absorption. It's hydrophilic properties. So it's excellent at pulling water out of the sweat, you know, away from the body. It provides a cooling effect up to 7 degrees on surface temperature. It's also extremely fast drying, 4 times faster drying than cotton. So we really fell in love with this product. It's anti-pilling. It's made from longer fibers, so it won't pill on you, which is really important over the life of the product. It's automatically anti-static. It's anti-wrinkle, so it's not going to wrinkle. And again, you can throw it in a ball in the back seat of the truck and, you know, it won't have wrinkles in it. So it's really amazing. It's really amazing product. And we absolutely fell in love with it. And then the fact that it's made from 100% recycled polyester is really a huge bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of a Earth Day bonus type thing for everybody. I'll tell you something. I've, you know, not necessarily your guys's product, but I've worn a similar product before, and I'm talking in, as far as the material is concerned. Now I don't know if it's got the same, if it's the same as yours, but it's somewhat similar. And when I wear merino wool, I'm a huge fan of merino wool. Okay. Mm-hmm. In a, in a environment where I need to stay as dry as possible. Because once I, you know, once you stop, that water turns to, that water can make you cold, right? That any, that sweat can make you cold. So that's why I like using Merino pretty much for its moisture wicking and drying out of the body. Now in a hot scenario, I've used something similar to this before, and I feel like I'm not necessarily as dry. Like it doesn't wick the moisture away as much as Merino does, but somehow that moisture that is and the connection or the working in conjunction with the material itself keeps me way cooler than a Merino would in a hotter environment. And, you know, especially when like it's a half zip or something and I can open it up and get some air, you know, air moving in there. These synthetics are like way different now than they used to be when I was wearing them, you know, like it was a workout shirt, a long sleeve workout shirt. And the technology in them now, it's just, man, it's loose. It's comfortable. It's not, like, I like a good form-fitting shirt, but not so form-fitting that it's almost like compression, if that makes sense. So when I tried on your guys's hoodie that you sent me, man, not only does just that right out of the box, it looks awesome, and it looks like it's well made. But when I put it on, I'm like, holy cow! This just feels good on the skin.
Yeah, so you know, synthetics have come a long way, and it's funny you say that because, you know, 20 years ago, you know, most of the synthetic products that were out there were fairly cheap, and they were really developed and sold to be cheaper than cotton. So they didn't have those performance qualities, and, you know, so they kind of got a bad rap. But over time, technology has just come so far, and these new fabrics are absolutely amazing. And the thing we love about Geo, the dry release Geo, is you can blend it with other fabrics. So in our case, we blend it with spandex. And the reason we do that is we want a little bit of stretch. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to be totally compressing. And we want it to hold its shape. So after a year of use, it will retain its shape. So spandex is really added for performance.
Yeah.
The other thing that we do, which, you know, not all dry release or not all Geo product has this, but we add UPF 50. And, you know, there's products out there that are anywhere from 20 to 50. And as you know, if you're outside for 8 hours on a really sunny day, even in Iowa, you better have UPF 50, or you might, you know, chances are you will get burned through a shirt if it's less than 50. So those are things that we do, you know, that we add in addition to the dry release, to really make this what we consider like the ultimate outdoor shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's superior comfort. It's using long fibers, which is why it's a comfortable fabric. UPF 50, it's got excellent stretch. The performance won't wash out over time. We use flat lock seams, so there's no chafing. There's no, you know, the seams are as flat as they can be. So it's really built for superior comfort and performance.
Yeah. Do you guys plan in the future to, especially if you're trying to expand your hunting footprint or outdoorsman footprint, plan on adding any type of scent, not necessarily elimination, but scent control fabric or functionality into your garments?
We are looking at that. We're not, I'll be honest, we're not experts at it, but yeah. We're learning. So that is on the drawing board, for 2023. I think that would be an important, additional feature, especially with our partnership with King's, you know, that really will make it a true, you know, true product,
yeah.
Marketed for that, you know, for that customer.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so any other cool technology on the mobile cooling side that we didn't talk about?
Well, so the other technology that we incorporate, and it's a different type of product, but it's called HydroLogic. And HydroLogic is a very simple concept, but it has to be done well to pull it off. And HydroLogic basically uses water to create the cooling effect. So different from dry release, our hydrologic, we made a series of vests and a towel. So you simply, really what you do is you dip it in water. It could be in the, you've got a cooler full of water or ice, even under tap water. And you get this garment wet and you wring it out or you snap it. And the cooling effect is almost 10 degrees below surface temperature of your skin. And it will not get, if you have something underneath it, it won't get that wet. It will last for hours. In the case of the vest, you can even add additional, we make ice, like an ice tray. So you can throw in additional ice, basically ice cubes. It's a material that freezes. You put it in the freezer and gives you an additional 3 or 4 hours of cooling. So that type of product, it's really excellent. We developed it for the motorcycle side of our business, and it's gravitated now to general outdoor and workwear. Something as simple as water. I mean, I think we've all experienced it. We've maybe not thought about how it works, but you take a hydrologic towel and you dip it in water and you put it around your neck. It can be life-saving.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you this. I feel like there's days, especially when I go out west, where, you know, like I hunt in South Dakota sometimes, and there's no cover, really. You're in it, right? Especially if you're trying to get on the backside of, you know, with your binoculars or your spotting scope, and you're trying to look in shade to where the animals are, that means that you're not going to be in shade for the most part, right? So, and you just, the sun just beats down on you. And I find myself like dumping water on the back of my neck or the head and just trying to cool off sometimes, especially when it gets real hot. Now that doesn't happen all the time. So I can definitely see where something like this would be beneficial. Is there, how long does that last?
Well, so that will last up to 4 hours.
Okay.
And as long as the garment has, you know, retains moisture, it will last. The cooling effect lasts. And then actually what you do is you dip it back in water, you know, as it starts to dry out. So it's really an ongoing cooling effect as long as you have access to water.
Yeah. All right. So you mentioned the King's camo thing, right? And so that's awesome. You're acknowledging that hunters could potentially be a customer for you guys. When you guys sit around your round table and you have your brainstorming discussions, what does that look like when you're trying to jump into the hunting market? And are there anything in the works that's other than the King's camo thing in the, in your guys's, I guess, hopper that's going to say, okay, hunters, heads up. We got something that you're going to like coming, but I don't know whether you can talk about it or you can't talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well, that's a funny, great question, because we were just together last week and, we weren't able to get together for almost 18 months, because of COVID. And, we've been able now to get together twice this year. And, we're based out west, people are spread out throughout the U.S. So it's really important that we're able to actually get together for, in this case, a week, and really just, spend time, talking about where we want to be in 5 years and what's going on in the industry and what's some great new technology that's coming out there. So I will say that there are some additional new fabrics, that are coming, that we're working with Dry Release, which its parent company is a company called Optimer. And they've got some really innovative fabrics that are coming out that we're taking a serious look at. And one thing that we've learned is, and it's really important to our business, we first and foremost, we want a product that performs and works, and it's gotta do its job when it's needed. And then we will price that product based on what we need to put into it. We never develop a product thinking we want to hit a price point. There is absolutely price sensitivity, and you've got to really offer value for the buck. Yeah. And what we've seen time and time again is if the product performs, then, the customer is willing to pay for it. but it has to perform. So that's what's really exciting about what's on the horizon is there's things like multi-zone control heat. So, you know, you can turn one zone off and generate all your power to another zone. There's another technology we're working on where you can, it extends the life, how should I say this? So you can put the jacket, say, on high, and you can extend how long that battery will last by pulsing. It pulses the heat, and basically shutting off and on so fast that you almost don't realize it. But that amount of on-off stretches battery life significantly. And there's electronics that are needed in order to do that. Here's another great thing that we're working on, our app. So our app is really what makes us unique, and you can control your garments, you know, from your phone. But there's so many things that you can add to the app that we're looking at for next for the coming years, so that you're not having to switch, you know, applications. We can communicate directly with a customer. You could send an SOS message. You could you can see what the weather is in your area, all from one, you know, just one open screen.
Nice.
You know, so those are things that we're looking at both in the garment and surrounding the garment products.
Nice.
You know, just to make us better.
Nice. Awesome. All right. So one of the last questions I have for you here is, as you know, there's going to be thousands of people potentially listening to this podcast who are hunters, you know, fishermen, outdoorsmen and whatnot. And they've never heard of you or they've never tried your product. Why should they go to your website and try one of your products?
Well, I would say there's really two reasons, and I know I keep focusing on the heating side of the business, but I think that's because, you know, it's a really unique part of our business. But this is really simple. So if you're a hunter and you're spending a lot of time outdoors in the fall, and it can be brutally cold in the morning, a heated vest, a heated base layer, a heated pair of socks, or heated insoles will totally change your experience. I mean, you will be able to stay out longer. You will be warmer. You will be more comfortable. You won't be focused on why you're so cold. You'll be able to focus on you know, what you want to, you know, achieve for that day. And that is a total game changer. And what we've really, the other real reason, and what we've come to realize is, you know, that season, you know, October, November season, it can be really cold in the morning. It could heat up during the day. So you throw on a mobile cooling base layer, and then you throw on a jacket over that. Well, you have heat in the morning, and then as it heats up during the day, you can take the jacket off. You've got a cooling product that is, you know, UPF 50 sunblock, excellent moisture wicking and fast drying.
Yeah. And especially out west, right, where the temperatures can fluctuate so high, especially if you're on a slope that's, you know, facing the sun, or you're in a tree stand, even here in the Midwest, where it can be 30 degrees in the morning, and then it, you know, 30 degrees below freezing, and then it can get up to 60. And if you're in direct sunlight, it could feel like it's even hotter than that. So that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, you know, Dan, I mean, it's just, you know, I think you got to try it to really, you know, really understand the benefits. But it's really simple. I mean, everybody hates being cold, no matter what it is you're doing.
That's a fact.
You know, and if you can come up with, you know, if you have something that makes your life a little bit, you know, more comfortable, lets you stay out a little bit longer, then that, you know, for me, that's worth anything.
That's a fact. That is a fact, my friend. Well, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on the podcast and talk about Field Shear with us. And if people want to find out more information about your product lines, where should we send them?
Well, they can go to www.fieldshear, so field, F-I-E-L-D, and S-H-E-E-R, so fieldshear.com.
There you go. Well, Patrick, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on.
All right, Dan. Yeah, it was great chatting with you today.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries.
For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.